At Escanaba High School in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, students walk in the hallways between classes. It's a typical middle and working class community. Cheerleaders are in their uniforms ready for an after-school pep rally. Sophomores discuss who's dating whom this week. And even though it's still mid-morning, the kids are getting ready for lunch. Lunch is scheduled at 10:40 a.m. this year at the request of nearby businesses. That's because last year, so many Escanaba High students went off campus to fast food restaurants that they had created a traffic hazard on the main road. Some students make the trip every day. The high school's health educator, Kathleen Sabula, says she's seen it all when it comes to teenagers and eating.
They kind of hide from me sometimes. They know, I know some of them hide in the morning when they're having their pop and candy bar breakfast. If I come down the hall, they try and hide that. I mean, I tell them what to eat. It's up to their parents, and it's up to them to decide what they're going to eat.
Sabula says eating habits are really just one small part of the explanation why some teenagers she counsels already are 30, 40, and 50 pounds overweight by age 16. But she and other health educators are convinced this problem is becoming far more common. Charlie Kunzelman is director of a program called Fitness for Youth. It's the first project of its kind in the nation. Since the early 1970s, his research team at the University of Michigan has been measuring the heights, weights, and fitness levels of Michigan's children. He's concerned with what he's found.
Maybe 15% of the children were overweight back in, the 60s or something like that. Today, it's around 22%.
The link between being overweight as a child and being heavy as an adult is not absolute by any means. Everyone knows a chubby kid who turned into a beanpole as an adolescent. But Kunzelman says he's seeing many overweight children with unusually high blood pressure and cholesterol levels, and that's a warning sign.
Heart disease, if you will, and heart disease-type problems are really, it's a pediatric disease. The seeds for this are planted in childhood. This is not something you catch at age 50. This is a behavior that's acquired from 5-6 years of age.
The problems of childhood obesity are not spread evenly across the socioeconomic spectrum. Kids in upper middle class communities tend to be thinner than their working class counterparts. Some ethnic groups like African Americans and Native Americans tend to be more overweight than the population at large. John Hickner is a family practice doctor who directs the Upper Peninsula Research Network from his clinic in Escanaba. Hickner already knew that people in rural areas have a high rate of obesity. But he was surprised to find that obese adults and children in his community visit the doctor far more often than people who are not overweight.
It's baffling. I think certainly chronic diseases explain some of that, but I have to believe that people who are overweight may be more worried about their health. Whether they're more sick or not, they may be more worried about their health and may be more likely, therefore, to show up in the doctor's office.
Hickner thinks that obesity may be linked to something that lies below the level of consciousness.
It's a subtle kind of morbidity. That is, people who are overweight don't feel good about themselves frequently and are concerned about their appearance. Children who are overweight are more likely to have parents who are overweight, and therefore those parents may be more likely to worry about their children as well as themselves.
Back at Escanaba High School, some students participate in a pickup basketball game during a break. They are the exception to the rule. Health educator Kathleen Sabula thinks that teenagers are getting heavier not so much because they're eating the wrong foods as it is that they are not moving enough. She points out that Escanaba High requires only 2 semesters of gym over 4 years, which is pretty typical for public schools today.
If you would ask me, I'm an exerciser, it's not enough activity. I think it should be, 4 years of gym. I don't think they get enough good, hard activity where they're breathing hard and sweating.
Sabula also says it's common now for girls in particular to refuse to dress for gym, even though this may be their only chance at a regular workout. The high school also has added extra math, computer, and history classes, all of which Sabula thinks are important. But these enrichment classes have come at the expense of instruction time for physical education, which is mistakenly seen as something that will happen voluntarily outside of school.
Like I say, they somehow think that you're going to get this activity on your own. And I think if we're serious about it and we look around and you would ask doctors, most kids aren't getting that activity. They're getting less activity now than they used to get.
Overall, children today lead a surprisingly sedentary lifestyle, and that may contribute to health problems later in life. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Joan Seifert-Rose in Escanaba, Michigan.